You know them for their hit song, He Wants It All, and now they have been seen on a reality TV show, and, you know, they are the family that we always say, a family that prays together stays together, because they brought prayer to the family and to Christian music. Hanging out with me right now is the family, Forever Jones. How you doing?
Fabulous.
Good, Melissa.
Great. Glad to have you in our area and stopping by and all these wonderful things. Pretty much everybody's with us. Let's see, we've got Mom and Dad, DeWitt and Kim, and who's all over there?
Doe,
Maya,
and DeWitt.
Oh, cool. So three of the five.
Yes.
And you've got some added ones too, right? Because I believe Janelle is married with a couple of kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah, two. And they
Madison sing with us now. And
McKenzie. And they sing with you now.
They think they do, though. They think they do.
I mean, at our practices, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, wonderful. You know, we've been playing your music for so long. He Wants It All has been a hit forever. And Doe, we know that you wrote that song and sang it. And, you know, I think I talked to you maybe a year or so ago. I interviewed you, and you were telling me about that song and you sitting down and writing it and how you guys get together and you pray. So what's going on now? You writing more songs?
I am. You know, writing's kind of a sort of therapy for me anyway. So I'm always writing, but yes, you know, right now I'm pursuing something solo. You know, I sing with the family when we go out. And
really?
Yeah, so I'm just waiting for God to open the right door, you know, so I can run through it. But so we've got a lot of stuff that we're working on right now. But I will always be singing no matter how small or big the stage. That way, if I die, I can say I was doing what I was created to do.
Absolutely.
So, I
talked about our calling and my Encourage Me moment earlier, and I said, we all have a calling.
Yeah.
You know, we just got to stop putting God in that box and open up and let him bless us with everything that he has poured into you. So good going there, Doe. Dominique, everybody's like, who's Doe? That's Dominique's nickname, okay?
Right.
And I got that from looking at the show. And to mention that, Dad, DeWitt, what's going on? The show was on Bounce TV, but it's no longer there. What's going on with that?
We had a great run there, enjoyed ourselves, but you know, we haven't been called back right now. We do have some things that are going on in that area, but we have people that are always, they love the show. So
fantastic.
That was great. That was great. It was a great experience.
Fantastic. And so, Mom, keeping all everybody together and doing, you know, I know you guys, when I talked to Dominique earlier, she was saying that you guys wake up every morning and you do a prayer. You guys still do that?
We still do it. 9 a.m., you know, Dad will wake up. We have adult children in the house. And summer's over, so we've got school that's in, and there's Maya, so we have actually modified that, and it's in the evening, and it's not in the morning, because she's in school, in class. She better be in class.
She's shaking her head. She's like, yes, I'm in class. So Maya, you're the youngest of them all. So
I sure am.
How do you keep up with all of these, everybody in the family? Or do they have to keep up with you? Maybe I need to
exactly.
Turn
That's exactly what it is. No, just kidding.
And we also have the oldest over there. DeWitt, the fourth. Am I saying that
yes,
right?
That's
are you
right.
the fourth?
I'm the fourth.
So, are you bossy? What do you do? How do you keep the crew
I'm not
together?
Bossy. I'm super chill.
You're super chill.
I go with the
chill flow.
I really am in my own world, just thinking about music and just the future and everything.
Same.
You know, Pete, he's really the one that's like the most diverse musically. He plays every instrument.
Yeah.
And then he writes, and then he's an athlete, and he's very smart.
Dude.
I am so nice. You owe me. But anyway, I wanted to say that because he's not going to say that about himself.
Well, that is good. And to mention athletes, now you said something about Judah being in football. That's the youngest son, right?
DeWitt,
that's your younger brother.
He is at K-State right now,
Woo!
And he's fighting for a starting position this year. He's number 7. So if you're a fan of football, watch for number 7 on the field, Kansas State. He's a redshirt freshman.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Dad, come on back over here to this microphone. So tell us, what is next for Forever Jones? What are you guys doing?
Well, Melissa, of course, like Doe said, you know, definitely she's going to do a solo project. And, and who knows who else who's going to do a solo project?
Absolutely.
There may be several of these Forever Jones people, but we've got to do another album. But also, we're really promoting prayer. Everywhere we go, and this year we're doing 30 musical concerts of prayer throughout the nation, and we'll do one in the Carolinas while we're here. We'll do a couple while we're in Carolinas, South Carolina and North Carolina. But also, what we're doing is we're doing the 30-30 prayer challenge, and we're challenging people to spend 30 minutes for 30 days in prayer. And you can do that several different ways. You can do that 3 10s, 6 5 minutes, you know, just whichever, or 2 15s, yeah, or a straight 30. Just, we're just encouraging people to talk with God. That's really a burden that is on my heart. You know, we taught the kids how to pray and how to connect with God and to, you know, to acknowledge the presence of God. And I really feel a call to their generation, to seed into the generation, just the importance of talking with God, taking prayer into their future, taking that into their future, just as a friend, God being a friend, not just an emergency red hot phone kind of deal, but just, you know what I'm saying, just somebody you can talk to every day, so, you know, and get to know him and go deep with him. And so, you know, we're excited about that, and we're doing this, you know, actually, you know, it's a mouthful, but we're doing this prayer by phone every evening, 5 days a week. We've really stepped out, Melissa.
Yeah. So what's the telephone number?
The telephone, she's got it. Kim's got it right now.
Yeah, it's 712-432-0075, and the code is 400062#.
Wow, and it's every, how often?
5 days a week.
Monday through Friday from 8 to 8:30 Central Standard Time. But here in Eastern Standard Time is 9 to 9:30.
And it's amazing, Melissa. We have people, and this is the truth. We have people from all over the world that chime in from Africa, from the Philippines, from Hawaii.
We're on Facebook with them as well.
Yeah, and we really haven't. We it's a soft launch. We haven't really launched it yet. We just kind of get on at 7:30.
Yeah.
We get on Facebook at 7:30 and we say, hey, we're gonna be on.
So now, what's the Facebook page? What's the address, or people can pick you up on Facebook?
Forever Jones, official FJM.
So now you guys are here for what? Why are you in the area?
You know, we're here actually with an old friend of ours. It's Bishop Ron Collette at,
I think, in Morrisville.
Breakthrough Church.
Breakthrough Church with Dr. Reed.
The address is 1100 Perimeter Park Drive, number 100. That is in Morrisville, North Carolina.
Okay.
7 p.m. Saturday night.
Tomorrow night, correct?
Yeah. It's ticketed, but it's free. It's open to the public. You know,
great.
It's going to be awesome. You know, it's a flash trip, and we're excited to be here.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad to have you guys on and hanging out with us in Raleigh, North Carolina. We've got to get you guys back with an event for us.
Absolutely.
Yes. Sounds
good? We'd
love
to come. Yes. We'd love to come with you all.
We're going to find a time where we can break Judah away from the football.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Be watching for him.
Definitely.
He does do spot trips with us, and Janelle's usually always with us, but she's on a cruise.
That's all right. I'm not mad at her.
So I'm not mad at her either, you know.
And Doe, we're going to be looking out for you and your solo project.
Please, and be in prayer. I'm really excited about it. Yeah, be on the lookout.
All right,
keep a lot of great stuff I want
to
say.
You know what? I also forgot to say about, we forgot to talk about our prayer CD. We're doing a prayer CD that will be out in October. That's our plan. That's our plan. Two, actually.
Okay.
Doe's going to do one, and then we have one that's in the can already. It's going to be awesome. Be looking for it. We're going to work prayer into our generation here.
Ooh, sounds good. Well, keep us informed about the prayer CD, and we'll let everybody else know about it. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so very much for coming by.
Thank you, Melissa.
Love you.